Thank you for holding. Is this Rebecca?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Rebecca. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm good, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a busy morning, but good problem to have, you know?
Absolutely.
I understand you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
She did. She explained that it really with the search where she's trying to put us on the Google listing online, which she said now she's going to go over all the pricing and timeline. Because I told her we're hoping to have our website up tomorrow, but I mean, reality is he could send it back to me and I could send it back to him because there's other changes in it, or I didn't like the way he put in some of the pictures or anything. And this is what we've been going back and forth, I kid you not, since November. So it's been,
I don't think it'll ever stop.
Into it.
You know, I've been here 12 years. I have some clients I've worked with for 10 plus years and their websites always change. You know, they run promotions, they change their logo, they get new photos, they, you know, things always are going to change on the website. That's why we usually offer the website and the hosting too as a part of the service. Just because you want all the information that's on that site to match up with what you're advertising for on the first page.
Absolutely. Out of curiosity too, I'd be interested in looking at what you do for hosting, what the cost is. We already have one that we have set for a year.
Okay.
So,
you bought a domain already?
But after that, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we already have the domain.
Yeah, we can do hosting and content for free. I wouldn't charge you for that. The major benefit to you guys in this call, Rebecca, is not so much the website. It's the placement in San Diego. If you look at anything in the home services category out there.
I am. I'm on Google constantly searching stuff up. And I'm also constantly looking at our competitors and what they're doing and what their websites look like because I want to stay up to date, you know?
Right. So. Well, it's going to be tough to do that on your own because these guys have companies like ours. We're up here in Orange County.
I understand.
And we're partnered with Google, and we're actually hosting it for them. They're not doing it themselves, you know? So to compete with the kind of programming they have or to even get on the first page, you have to have a listing available within your area. And that's why we're contacting you today is because we have a listing available for the home service category in San Diego, which is tough to get. I mean, it's tough. You're in a large metropolitan area. It's not like you're out in the middle of the sticks. You have tons of competitors, but you also have tons of job opportunities, right? And that's why you have so much competition out there.
Correct.
So the major benefit really is getting that spot. It's not so much the other things. You know, I don't want to say that the website's not important because it is. People definitely are going to look at your site. They're going to look at your reviews. But if you don't even show up at all on that first page, you're not getting the call. You're not even getting an opportunity. Right? So that's really the moneymaker in this. Now, we do have packages that are designed for new businesses like yourself, as I was saying, that have the hosting for the website. We can build the website for you. We also do various other things because Google has so many pre-existing relationships with these other businesses. So we're able to list you on like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. I don't know if you noticed, but on Bing and Apple Safari for the iPhone, they all default to Google. So they're seeing the same top recommendations that are on the first page of Google for those platforms as well.
My girls use Apple. My teenage girls use Apple. My husband and I are definitely Android users.
Well, I like to hear that because we're a premier Google partner, and Google owns Android. I don't know if you knew that.
Right. I do know that. And Android is the way I go, and that's the way I'm going to go forever. I tried Apple once. And even with that, Apple, I literally went back into the store and told T-Mobile, I cannot use this thing. No. It might be Steve Jobs is two clicks or whatever. It's not. My phone is literally like my mini computer. I can do so much from it without adding all those additional Apple apps.
Yep.
I love my Android.
Heck yeah. I hear you on that one. The battery life's a lot better. I'm a big fan of Android.
Oh, yeah.
Myself, but my family is team iPhone, unfortunately. I'm the only one, but they give them to us.
Oh, yeah, my girls
brand new.
Team iPhone.
Yeah.
but
they give us new ones every year.
Their Chromebooks for school are all Google-based, and they use Chromebooks, not Apple, you know?
Nice.
Those
iPads are just overpriced, you know? They're too much.
Yeah. I think Apple's good if you're an artist and you're doing a lot of drawing. Because those things are somewhat unmatchable on an Android.
Mm-hmm.
But on Android offers just way too much.
Searching, whether it's you or your kids, if they look up anything that has to do with home services, they're going to be able to see you. Google's already established that relationship with iPhone. They understand that a lot of people have iPhones and they want them on Google. So they negotiated an agreement a couple of years back. So now the iPhones, right when you take them out of the box, they automatically default to the Google search engine when you're searching on Safari. It gives you Google results. So we'll cover your bases there, Rebecca. Also, we provide a Facebook business profile with Facebook ads, and we developed this app and centralized tracking system for you as a business owner. So that way you're able to get in there and still like oversee everything, see all the leads, the clicks, the calls you're getting, kind of keep track of all your clients. You could request reviews through that app. So that little tool alone will make your life so much easier as a business owner. It's almost like a filing cabinet, a place where you can reference all your write-offs throughout the year. Like I said, request reviews through customers. It's a huge tool.
What about having those reviews roll over onto the web page?
So on other platforms, they do roll over, but Google has verified reviews. So the people have to actually be logged into their email address when they're writing the review. Usually they already are if they're writing the review from their phone. That's why we like to text the review form rather than email it to those people. They have to actually submit it from their reviews. We can't like copy paste them from there. It has to come from that person's individual email. But we do have a text that's part of that app that we've developed, and you can literally plug in old numbers from people that you worked with in the past and just send them the text like, hey, write a review for R&R Handyman Solutions. And all they have to do is tap the star rating, write a little review, hit submit, and it'll publish.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. We have review monitoring too, so if you run into some bad cookies out there.
right.
Yeah, you can let
us
know.
For the company I used to work for, we'd get the occasional 3 or 4 stars. And I say occasional, I'm talking maybe one a year.
Yeah.
And the response, I was responsible for the responses, and they were always on point.
That's the key. I mean, if you respond to them, and then, you know, like, we've been through it too. We've been here 20 years. We have a 4.5 on Google with over 1,000 reviews on there. And it's like, there's those ones where it's like, oh man, these guys, they called me and they called me again and they called me again. And it's like not even a customer. So it's not even like a review on our services. They're just mad they got called. And they were like, okay, you know, then we call them again to try to resolve the issue.
We're
going to put you on the DNC. Sorry about that. We were just trying to help your business.
But they change their names on there too quite a bit. They change their names on the reviews, and you think, oh, well, they're not going to know who I am. But when they are specifying the service, as a business owner, who you're dealing with.
Yeah, we have a good way of tracking that too. Like, I've had clients that have like mortal enemies in the same industry, and they just try to get on there and bash them from like 6 different emails, but we pick it up and it comes from the same IP address. So it's like, this all came from the same computer within the same hour. Delete. Not real. They're just trying to tear them down, you know? So we have ways of figuring that out too. It's in our best interest to keep your reviews as close to a 5-star as possible, so that way you don't have you on the first page with a 1-star. You know, it kind of defeats the purpose of the ad and the success of the ad. So Tara sent over the pricing page to you. There's a couple of different packages. The one that I was talking to you about that has all these bells and whistles is called the Platinum Package Bundle. I don't know if you're able to see that. Okay.
She sent it over via email, or she sent it over via
texted.
Text?
Yeah, it's from 877-635-6225. Okay. And if you click on that.
Generate leads.
You'll see some big numbers there, but the reason she asked me to jump on the line is to work
with you. Is this the local Slack?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, Essential Premier.
The Premier ones include Google Ads as well. So those ones are a bit more pricey because you'll have like one of those sponsored ones at the very top and the local listing on the map. I don't know if you'll need that kind of package necessarily because of the amount of traffic you'll already see locally in San Diego. That's more if you're like, hey, I want to get some clients up in Orange County. Then we're like, okay, well, we have to run an ad for you over in Orange County, so you'd need that Premier package. That's the only way I can get you showing up over there when you're not actually over there is those ads. So sometimes we run into businesses that want to cover multiple counties or all of Southern California. We have clients that cover entire states even. But if you scroll down a little further, you'll see like the Platinum SEO packages that are just the local bundle plus the Facebook ads.
Yes.
Okay. This is more what we're talking about here.
There's a Pro and the Platinum, I see.
Right. So the one that I was talking about that's designed for a new business like yourself, that's literally going to cover all your bases online. It's like a one-stop shop for you, is that Platinum package. It's got the Google, Bing, all the SEO creation, Facebook advertising, the popular directory submissions like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack that I was telling you before. There's up to 60 of them that have pre-existing relationships with Google, and we'll host and maintain all of those, try to generate leads from all of those. Review monitoring, as I was mentioning. The optimized landing page is your website. So that would include the domain, the hosting, and any kind of graphic design that you guys would need on your site is a part of that optimized landing page. I would waive all the fees
design,
on that.
You guys do the design of the...
Oh, yeah.
The graphics? Yep. You mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we even build logos for people.
Right now, we've paid this company a very hefty amount, and that's what we've been working on since last November. So,
yeah.
And
website companies,
they
just try to gouge you.
When I say a hefty amount, it is thousands and thousands and thousands
of dollars.
They also
did our logo design.
But they did two logo designs. They did a bunch of hoodies, a bunch of shirts, a bunch of all kinds of other stuff.
Okay.
And then,
that's different.
So
they're actually making clothes.
They also do the full branding stuff. But I'll be honest, some of the stuff that they sent for was not great. They're supposed to also do, like, the car graphics, car everything. I mean,
So this isn't about making you guys look pretty and making your website look pretty. I mean, we will, but this is really about getting you customers at the end of the day. When you spend a dollar on Google advertising, we aim for a 10-to-1 ROI. So, we're not so much interested in, let us build you the shirt. We want to make you enough money. You can buy 100 shirts.
Right.
Who cares?
Right. Well,
you know what I mean?
We have people out here. It was really just to throw them a bone because we have people out here locally that we could have had all that stuff made for a quarter of what we spent with them. So,
100%. Yeah, it sounds overpriced to me. Like
websites. Overpriced.
Yeah, just for these websites alone, though, like they charge $2,500 to have it built and then hosted for the year if they were just doing it by itself. But when you do our packages and you're getting the first page placement, we include it as a part of the service because we understand that it's something that you're likely going to need. And a lot of times the businesses are so new that they haven't even started working on the website. So, you know, we have packages that make it a lot more affordable for them too. You know, most people are working with a limited budget when they're starting up their company. So,
We are limited, very limited right now. especially considering what we put out to the other companies but I didn't have anyone calling and saying, hey, you know, this is,
now that we've reached out to a few companies and established
a profile on Angie's.
Right.
Now we're getting blown up by quite a bit. And I'll be honest with you, you're the second person that's called in the last 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, when these listings become available, like we're up here in Orange County. We're right next to the Google headquarters off the Jamboree. It's like borderline Newport Beach, Irvine. So we're a little ways away from you, about an hour away.
Well, away from the fires, right?
We're south of the fires. We're like literally between the fires and San Diego. Like we're Orange County.
Okay.
So I'm a Huntington Beach native myself. So we're about an hour away.
That's where Huntington Beach is. Yep.
Oh yeah. That's my hometown. But there's a few different Google partners is what I was saying. So usually when a spot opens up, especially a place like San Diego, there's a qualified candidates list that's got about 100 businesses that do home services like you guys. So they basically get a list that of just data that they can find online that do home services. And then all these companies, there's four different ones, we all call out until we fill that spot. So they might actively be talking to one of your competitors right now, you know? And then once one of the spots fills, they close out the category. Then you're playing the waiting game. So then it's almost like you might as well stick with Home Advisor by Angie's List if we're not going to get the opening on the first page, because you're going to need leads from somewhere, right?
We've been really blessed since August to be very busy and not need any leads because everything has been word of mouth and networking. But my whole thing is I want some of those smaller jobs in between where if we have a day that we're in between all these other jobs we've been doing, we can just go hit and get exactly.
Yeah. This will do that. We'll have so many jobs coming at you guys that you'll literally just be listening to people and say, this works for us or it doesn't work for us. And then they can go find something else rather than if you pay for a lead, it's like, hey, I paid that lead fee. I got to try to make it work or I'm wasting money, you know?
Right.
It's a different ball game.
So that's it. We just started with Angie's and I'm going to see how it works because I actually narrowed down our service areas, and Angie's, they said, though, the average is about $12 a lead. I haven't seen a $12 lead yet.
Yeah, they lie.
We're at over $20. But yes, I know they do, and that actually, I mean, it happens, but I went on a whim. I wanted to see how it works and what kind of customers we're going to get from Angie's, because it's a business, you got to take some risks in order to find out.
We've got a little bit of time with Andy.
Yeah.
No, you guys are doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing. There's businesses that get like 12 months in and they still haven't figured out what works for them, you know, and that's the crazy thing that you don't want to do. In the beginning, the reason it costs so much to start up a business a lot of times is because you got to figure out the formula that gets you that consistent flow of clients, like reoccurring clients built up plus new ones consistently coming in. So you got to kind of throw a bunch of things at the wall and see what sticks for you. Not necessarily like you might talk to another business owner and he says, hey, Facebook works great for me, or hey, Thumbtack works great for me, but you don't know what works for you until you really try it, right? So
correct.
Google, and you can be rated by Google. I mean, because everybody uses Google.
Yeah.
Taking the words right out of my mouth. I like you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not a product that sells itself. So.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. 100%.
If I want to buy a cigar, I can go to Google and find the top-rated cigar shops in San Diego. If I wanted to buy a whatever bullshit, I can, you know, for my daughter's pig, can I get an earring for my pig? I can go to Google and find it.
Yep.
Google is the way to go.
Yeah. But what we do and what I was getting at is like that platinum package isn't just getting you Google, but it's going to throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. So we're going to get you answers. Yeah, but here's the thing. Yeah. This is what I was thinking. I didn't know about Home Advisor by Angie's. I know you guys will do great with this because Home Advisor by Angie's, they're on Google for San Diego. They just resell leads that they get off of Google, and it goes to like five other people. So you're paying, and then you're competing with like five other guys. We're going to cut that out.
Like, we just activated that on Monday.
Okay.
So,
super new.
Hold on just a minute. I'm going to put you on hold for real quick.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry about that.
No problem. But what I was going to say, and I just got approval on this too while you put me on hold. So I know how Home Advisor by Angie's works, and I'm pretty sure after a month or so of this, you guys will probably end up leaving that service. So what I was thinking I could do is I'll offer you guys that full Platinum package bundle. That way we're covering all your bases and helping with the website and everything, but I'll reduce the rate down to the essential package cost. So it'll effectively save you about $300 every month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the essential package cost is the $299 a month?
Yep, that's the cheapest package pricing structure on the pricing page there. It's the essential $299.
Okay.
And so the Platinum's only $599. So it's shaving $300 off, not just the first month, but every month. And I'm pretty sure you guys will use this long-term as your marketing solution for the business, just because it's going to cover so many bases, get the website and everything hosted professionally. And then also you'll see...
How long will it take to get our website up and running?
Oh, quick. Quick. I've had websites up and running like 2 to 3 days, sometimes faster, you know, if it's like an emergency situation where we need to get it going. So we have a team here where we have about 450 people that work here, and they're all Google certified. We're right across the street from Google. Like, I go there regularly. We have connections in every department. It's like we have specialists that are working on your Meta account. Facebook is called Meta now. So we have like specialists that do Meta and specialists that do Yelp, and they're all in each individual department. So when you sign up for our company, we take your business profile, and then we have specialists from each department working on each individual listing, making sure that it matches up with what Google wants, and that helps you maintain that first page placement on Google.
And each of those departments actually communicate with each other.
Oh, yeah. We're all in the same building. And so we communicate regularly. We all have an open G chat. Like even right now, you guys say, yeah, I'm going to schedule an appointment with a client interview technician, and they specialize in the interview. So in the interview, they're going to go over like all the keywords and services that you want to target in that home service category, the areas that you want to target because it's geo-targeted. We're not going to show you in any place you don't want to go. And then obviously they'll pick your brain on how you want the website to look as an end product, and they'll start working on it right away. And I could literally have one of those interviews.
Right. Well, I don't know if we can send you what we have. I mean, really,
absolutely.
He is almost done with it, but
yeah.
But it has taken.
Yeah, send him the domain name, and then. Oh, what is he saying? Sorry.
No, it's all right. We've been frustrated with this other company. Like I said, we spent a bunch of money, and it's been months of going back and forth. Like, they'll send a couple of little things. It's like for the longest time it said we were in London, and I kid you not, it's been back and forth for months.
They're just sandbagging it. Do you pay a monthly fee?
No. I paid a chunk. I paid a grip of money initially. I mean, we're probably with this company, I'm probably in it. Oh, I don't know, 6 G's, maybe more.
Oh, geez. Yeah, Rebecca, one thing I say to the newer business owners.
That's for a lot.
I hear you.
That's for a lot.
I hear you, but hear me out here. So one thing I always say to new business owners is to stay away from year contracts or 6 month contracts, because you're so new, and it's like you pay them before you see it work, and they have no urgency to make any more money, so they don't care. They're like, okay, I'm tied in for 6 months. I already got paid. And it's not like, you know what I mean? They don't have any kind of urgency about getting you up there or keeping it up there. With us, our services are month to month. So we're not going to get paid next month if we don't make sure things work for you guys this month. That's how it should be.
Right, right.
Yeah. People tell you sign up for
a
year without you seeing it.
Figured it'd be easy if we stuck with one company to do all the branding and the logos and everything. Why? Because the one company was sold to us that they were going to all be on the same page and they'd all be communicating. And we've had to encourage that the entire time. So, of course, when I was ordering all kinds of big stuff, of course I was having regular communication and regular everything. And now that it is...
out of nowhere, they're gone. Yeah.
Now we're not... buying more stuff, and that's why I told him. I mean, some of the stuff he sent for, like the wraps and stuff, I didn't really like them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent them back. I sent him back, and we also have a graphic designer locally that that we've worked with, and she's really good about doing all of that stuff. She actually does. We have a daughter who's in cheer. She actually does all the, what are they, the megaphones and everything. So.
Oh, okay. She's a supermodel.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she's
my sister's she's, like that. Yeah. She got three kids.
Well, she's not a mom. She's actually a company, but she started, and she's much older now. Her kids are definitely, her kids are our age. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's up there. She's just staying busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's her business, so she's definitely staying busy.
Well, this was my offer to you guys. So I wanted to offer you that platinum package for $299, but you can see that there's usually a setup fee in there, and the setup fee goes towards, like, your client interview, the name, address, and phone number cleanups, the campaign research and creation, and then the landing page optimization, which is the website.
Right.
And you see in the fine print there's, like, a two-month contract. So I waive the contract, but the setup fee is also $299 in and of itself. I could get that reduced to a one-time payment of $99. So the initial investment would only be $398 today for a full platinum package. And then each month moving forward, you'll keep that $299 pricing structure for as long as you're with us. That won't ever go up or change on you.
Okay.
As long as we get all that in writing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll send it to you right now. There's also a Google verification form, so I got to do a special verification. I know you guys are operating unlicensed right now, so I'll have to manually process your verification. But everybody that signs up with us, we send it in writing, and then you also get that verification form and then the username and password for your tracking system. And I'll leave you guys with that until our client interview, and we could do a client interview as early as today.
Okay. And we are actually going to get our contractor's license. There's a school locally and we're both going to end up doing it. We found a school that we want to go to, and it's literally a month and about 6 months between getting everything. But that has to happen after this month. We have our daughter who's in cheer, and she's all star cheer. So this month, literally this weekend, we're in Vegas.
The weekend
after that up in Viejas. The weekend after that, we're in Dallas. And then the last weekend in April through the beginning
of
May,
like
we're in Florida.
Like Jams?
Yes.
National? Yeah.
Jams, NCA, what's the other?
Oh, yeah.
And some.
It's really popular over here, too. We have Edison High School in Huntington Beach right here by the water, and they're super popular with cheer.
Yeah, she's competed against Edison, but so now she is not just cheer with school and not just doing sideline and comp at school. She's actually on an all-star team. So that all-star team, it was a rip of money, and they travel. So that's what we do on our that's what we're going to be doing now. And then we have
another daughter
that's so choir. That's why we started our own business, because working for other people, they're like, oh, hey, I got to go to – Dallas this next weekend. I need to take 5 days off, you know?
And then they're like, no, it doesn't work.
You want to know what I want about this entire business? What I want to do, the ultimate goal, because I don't want to be rich. I just want to be, I just want to do well. I want to make on average take home after our expenses about $500 to $600 a day, 5 days a week.
Yeah, it's super easily doable, the kind of work that you do, though, you know?
Right, and that's kind of what we're gearing everything towards. So getting information, getting leads, getting this, that, or the other. I mean, Angie's List is going to give us leads. I have to charge more because I have to kind of account for what I'm paying them.
Right, but Angie's List already just turned on Monday. We got a lead. We went and met with them. This is why I wanted to see what kind of people are using Angie's List, right? Because you got to see what market they're attracting. Because you
price
just
shopping,
you don't know.
Huh? Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm trying to figure out.
I've gone through this too. Like, they used to be called Service Magic before they were Home Advisor, and then they were Home Advisor, and then they bought Angie's List, turned into Angie's.
Correct.
I've listened to those calls.
Lawsuits.
I've had yeah, I've had so many clients who have used that in the past, and I've listened to the calls, and they're literally telling people, like, we're going to connect you with 5 trusted contractors. They don't differentiate you from the competing contractor. They just tell them, hey, we're going to get you 5 people. So the homeowner's going, okay, I'm going to talk to 5 people from Home Advisor by Angie's, and I'm just going to pick the cheapest one. Because they don't differentiate the quality of your work, what you got, like the human beings on the other side. They literally just go, hey, I'm going to send your number to 5 people. They charge all 5 of you that lead fee, send you the number. Obviously, only one person's going to get it. So 80% of the time, the people that buy that lead get nothing.
Right.
Because it gets going to 5 people and only one person gets it. So it's like...
Right.
They're literally supplementing a lot of their leads from being on Google. They put themselves on Google. The people that actually click on that, it says like 10 best, and they know they're going to get 5 different people. What we're doing is we're listing you independently at the top of the page. They're seeing your name, your phone number, your reviews. These people can call you directly as a live call, and there's not going to be a lead fee attached to every single one of them. It's just that flat monthly rate. So that's what I'm trying to explain to you. Like, if you compare them side by side, within the first month, you'll be able to see some dramatic differences, and we'll be able to generate leads for you from multiple platforms, not just Google.
Right.
Well,
right.
So I just Googled Handyman Service San Diego.
Right.
Angie's List popped up number one.
Exactly.
As sponsored.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one, Kaminsky.
But see, Google, here's the other thing I see. Google's algorithm is pretty good. So if I've already been on Angie's List, what pops up, what's going to pop up number one is that Angie's List. Why? Because we've been on it.
Yeah, you've already searched it before. So it thinks that you're looking for an actual handyman for help consistently, and you've clicked on that before, seen yourself. So
it's
definitely going to recommend that. Right? But for people across San Diego that are not within your IP address, that are looking up any of these services, they're going to be seeing you as a recommended option. Right? But you have to be Google verified in order to do that. It's not so much about reviews. You just have to be verified in running the advertisement. And we actually do the algorithm updates on the back end of your Google business profile to keep you up there.
Right.
So that's
why it's
so important.
I tried to do the independent Google thing, and it said, well, you got to claim it via map or whatever, and I went and tried to do that, and it hasn't completed as of yet.
Yeah.
It said 5
days.
That's
just Google verification. That's super easy to do.
Yeah,
that we submit more businesses to Google than anybody in the country, anybody in the world, actually, because Google's mainly just United States and Canada. But yeah, so it's like these verifications, a lot of the times we're the ones actually processing the verification. Like somebody submits that form to Google, they don't actually respond to it at the headquarters. They send it to us as their partner, and then we get in there and actually have like human beings that are solving the issue. Because a lot of time the AI, like if you have a separate phone number on 2 different listings, it just red flags and suspends all the listings. It won't even verify it because the machine is stupid. It's like it's like the information doesn't match up. So it's just like, oh, error. We don't know if we're actually giving people the right numbers. So we just shut down all the listings until it gets fixed manually. So you got to have people in there that are actually hosting it, maintaining it to make sure that you're getting seen consistently and not having those problems.
Right. Well, and how do you do this then? It bills out how often? And then you'll send me a contract saying that this is everything. So here's my big thing. And it's the same thing that I did with the other company. I had them send me everything that we committed to that they said they were going to cover for that rate that I paid. And like I said, it was a significant amount. And when I call you on your crap and say, hey, I want this done based off of what you said you're going to do, that's what I expect to see.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So in your tracking system, that's always in there. And then obviously we send it to you in text and email. It's automatically generated at point of sale. So literally if I create your account, when I process that transaction, it sends it right through to you. And then while I have you on the line, we could literally like, it'll go through everything in that platinum bundle for just the $299 and then the reduced setup fee of $99. It'll be all outlined. Month to month, you can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. You know, it's a true month-to-month
service. And when you say I can cancel anytime. And then my other thing is I worked a lot with this company their little Desmo or whatever they have for the website that we've put all the information into.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can I send you that website Desmo so you can at least have a starting platform for it?
Yeah.
So I don't
send the domain name and then there'll be a specialist in our web, our graphic design and website department who will ask you for the access to that domain. And then at the same time, they're going to ask you like, hey, what do you want out of this site? How do you want it to look? We also have some demos that you could use as like a starting point, and then they'll go in there and start working on it right away.
Okay.
And we can actually talk to them real time and have them do corrections as we're on the phone.
Well, and the,
hold on. I just want to be transparent with him. So we have 24/7 customer service, right? You could call in at any time and talk to an agent, right? But usually when you're saying, hey, I want to change something on the site, you say, hey, I want to change this, this, and this. They'll take notes of it, and then we ask you for 24 hours to see the change. So it won't be instantaneous while we're on the phone, but it'll be like,
no,
hey, give us 24 hours.
That's realistic. That's where, like I sent our guy this information earlier this week, and really, I have to, there is a language barrier though, because I think initially he's from a different country, and I'm not placing judgment on that at all, but he is from a different country, so the way he reads the communication is better if I have it typed out and spelled out with pictures and saying, hey, I need you to add this to this site. I need you to add this to this location on the webpage. So that's how the communication's been going. And then he'll email me back with an understanding, only because when I try to speak to him, the communication is kind of funky. He doesn't it's not like he processes it.
You guys, we're a company.
When he sees it.
Yeah, you're talking about one guy helping you out, and that's kind of the problem. We're a company with about 450 people. So when you send a message in, it's not just coming to me. Our whole company gets the message. It goes into like an alert system, like client needs contact. And then it's, you know, we have hundreds of reps. Like they're going to get back to you and make sure that it gets resolved. It's not one person trying to do one job. You know, get what I'm saying? So it's streamlined.
Right. But so let me ask you this. Are you the sales guy or the promoter for these packages? And then we talk to you now, Josh. And then it's like, nothing.
Then you no longer.
Then nothing after this, because the guy that sold us the package, and mind you, it took it in order before we even jumped on buying that package. I probably spoke with, and that's why, even though it did cost us a great deal of money, I spoke with several local companies here in San Diego to do it, and it was more than three times what we were paying this company. But. Little did I know they were going to add a bunch of stuff on the backside, and that all happened during, right?
Right.
So
I'll be, again, I want to be really transparent with you guys, because realistic expectations, especially like month to month, this is the only way we get our clients to come back each month. You got to be super transparent with you, right? So I sent you my direct number and extension. You guys can always call me, right? I've been here 12 years.
Okay.
But in reality, my role is sales and marketing. I oversee the sales and marketing departments. So, like I said, we have specialists in every department. I would oversee a lot of those departments, but I'm not going to be the only guy you talk to. Because if you say, hey, I need help with my website, there's a guy that's here specifically helping all of our customers with their website, and he runs a department of about 20 people, right? So I can go into each one of these departments and oversee them, hire and fire. I could apply the discounted pricing structures as needed. If you want something done quickly, you can communicate with me, but I don't want to paint the picture that I'm the only guy you'll talk to. We're a huge company.
Right.
And we want to make sure that, you know, if I can't answer something for you right away or get it done for you right away, I will definitely connect you to the person that'll be able to do it and get it done.
Right.
Within that same time period. But it's not just going to be all me.
Let me confirm the services too, because you also said Facebook setup and Facebook advertising. So this is something the other company was supposed to do as well. However, that was not the actual case, because they had Facebook listed on the package of everything. Mm-hmm. What it ended up being is their Facebook, what they considered their social media platforms, was they did cover pages for them. However, that was not transparent. So that is And my husband and I ended up setting a Facebook page that's attached to our page, but really haven't done anything with it because we work. You know what I mean? We've been working. And then I also started an Instagram page, which I know Instagram for our business isn't that great, but you also have to think about, I also am a professional organizer. So we're not just doing handyman services. Like I have an Airbnb client. I went into their entire maintenance garage, pulled everything out, reorganized everything, labeled everything. That way when somebody goes in there, they're able to find everything or find all the linens and find everything. So I go in and super organize, like strip everything out, put it all back, and it's labeled and binned up. We also have a trailer. So
that all falls within the home services category. So we'll definitely be able to add those as like keywords to start driving leads. For that. But as for Facebook, $100 of the $299 that you guys spend every month goes directly into Facebook ads. So we can customize it and target those clients. And the ads is a search ad and a remarketing campaign. So if they look for one of your services, even if it's on Google or Bing or another platform, and then they hop on Facebook, you'll actually pop up to them in like a remarketing strategy. And if they click on that, then it gets charged on like a per click basis is how it deducts from that budget. So maybe later you might decide Facebook's working out really well. That $100 that I spend on there each month actually generated me this many clients. Maybe you want to add more to that and build on it from that point. But we like to start everything small and then get a good game plan and then, you know, approach it with an educated plan of attack rather than just throw a bunch of money at the wall and see what sticks. So,
it goes in. You just mentioned something. It's on a per-click budget. So
right.
So how does that work? So if once it's posted on there and say, like I have Vrbo that comes up constantly on my thing because we do a lot of Airbnbs. Mm-hmm. If I click on something on Vrbo or one of those companies, then I'm paying, or somebody clicks on us, we're paying per click, not just that monthly fee.
It's deducted from the balance. So you only have $100 balance for your Facebook ads. It doesn't mean that your page goes down once that's done or that click is exhausted, but the remarketing ads will stop popping up as frequently because of your budget if it dissipates. Usually $100 will last about 3.5 weeks. So you might have like 4 or 5 days towards the end of the month. If you're keeping it within 30, 40 miles where you don't have any, click budget left. Facebook's super reasonable with the prices. It's usually like 50 cents to a dollar per click. But the click also doesn't get deducted unless they've actually visited your page for at least 10 seconds. So it's, you know, in your tracking system, you'll have full transparency on this. There's actually a section of Facebook where you can click on it. It'll track all your clicks, the remaining balance, and it'll have your leads in there too. So you can go follow up with those people if they haven't already called you directly using the click to call.
Right. And then how are those leads delivered? Are those leads delivered via email?
Yeah, there's a live call option for them, and then there's also a form that they could fill out. If they fill out the form, it'll automatically be in your tracking system under Facebook leads.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a capture on the back end that's going to actually keep track of all these leads, Rebecca. That way you guys know, like, what's coming from our services each month.
So I can actually track it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could download the app to your phone, and it'd be right there in your pocket anytime. You have your own UN and password, and you could just go in there, and it'll tell you, hey, this came from Yelp, this came from Google, this came from Facebook. So you'll have a full breakdown of everything, and then the website's in there. If you want to make revision requests or change to your websites, you could literally type it in and send it through the app, too. You don't even have to, like, place the call or text us directly. You could do that through the app.
Right.
You could request reviews directly through the app. When you guys finish jobs, you could text the homeowner, like, here, leave the star rating, and it has, like, a live link to your Google business profile.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. If my husband just came back in, he said, what's the extra cost? So
there's always extra.
So they do. They
there
do
isn't any. There
click.
Isn't any. There isn't any. So here's the thing. Your bill is $398 today, each month moving forward, $299. $100 of that $299 is going to go directly into Facebook each month. If you guys want to increase that budget, you could always do that, but that's just the minimum, right? And I want to start with the minimum before we go, hey, let's spend more on that, right? So you'll have full transparency and breakdown. Yeah, the only way to know what you're going to make off each one is to actually try it, because each business is different. So I want to start it out small. It's just the $299. It's capped at that. There's no other charges that are going to pop up on you throughout the month.
Okay.
Right.
But it's per click. So I'm scrolling through Facebook, and our business pops up, and I click on it, and I'm like, man, this is cool, but I don't need a handyman. And then I click that, and then I go somewhere else. I get charged whatever Facebook's fee is for that.
Well, yeah, it has to be at least 10 seconds, but it'll also gather their information when they visit because it's business to business. So it'll gather their information. You guys could still follow up with those people even if they ended up leaving. Like, obviously something caught their eye, you know?
Right.
Okay.
But yeah.
So we could actually reach out to them directly.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It'll pipeline their information. You can reach out to them, but usually the live calls is where you're going to actually see the conversion in the sale. Right. So we say, hey, make sure you're on top of answering the phone when the live calls come in. Cause like 9 times out of 10, that's money. They already did their research. It's more of a scheduling issue at that point.
Right. And then the other question is, say I already purchased the annual web servicing and the domain from this other company.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
Yeah, so if you want to keep them as the provider, it's easy. We just hyperlink the website to all the online listings, so that way it's available to people that are finding you on all the other platforms.
I don't think I want to keep the other company. I mean, don't get me wrong. I appreciate what they've done, but to get them to do more, I'm chasing after them. And as a business owner, don't have time to do that.
We don't have time.
As it is, I'm a mom of two teenagers who are very busy. And
that's the hardest job of a business owner.
It is.
But that's why I offered you that.
We have a market hog. We got our chickens. We got our cats. We got our dogs. And we are.
I love it. No, I love it.
But I
made that available to you guys for a reason. So that's the thing. It's like we could use that website, but if you're fed up with them and you say, hey, I don't want to deal with it, Platinum Package has a full custom. Usually you buy that when you signed up with them. So they'll send you like a paper you usually have somewhere, or maybe they email there showing that you purchased that domain and you own it already. And it's the same. You should be able to log into it too. They didn't give you any of that?
No, because we've been working.
Yeah. So those guys are basically going to try to hold that hostage from you. But that's the big reason why I wanted to offer you the Platinum.
Trust me, I know. Because I've been asking for the DSP files and all the other files.
Just cut them off. Just get them out of your hair.
My branding stuff.
You don't need it. Look, if they're going to give you problems and they're going to cost you more money, then they're able to actually show you that they're worth. It's like you hire an employee, right? You're paying him every week, but he's doing terrible work, or he's not doing the work at all. He's just sitting around on jobs sandbagging. You fire him. And so it's the same concept with the marketing. They're supposed to be working for you for the money that you're paying. So if it's not working, just fire them. And then the Platinum Package that I have you on, the website's a part of the service. I already made that a part of the service for you guys. So we'll make sure you have a custom website design and you guys aren't missing anything when we have you on that first page without us charging you any extra.
Right. See, and all the final stuff that he was supposed to do is I sent him, and you're talking about hours of my time as well.
I know I might sound like a nice guy, but honestly, I do hiring and firing. Like anybody that, even an employee here, I don't care if they went to school for 4 years, they're getting fired.
So do we.
You can't do that.
I mean, I might come across as kind as well, but I have no problem letting them go. Trust and believe that. I don't have a problem with letting them go. It's just that hours and hours of my time was spent putting into that website, and I also sent him tons of pictures, because everything that's currently on the website, the images aside from our logos and all the information that we put into it, other than that, the website images are not what we want, and they're not correct. They're filler pieces that he left on there, for the images, and that's what he was supposed to be finalizing this week so I can have everything up and running by tomorrow. So
I'm getting angry just hearing about it.
Yes. Yes.
You don't even know.
You have no idea. Because that's hours of my time. So I go out and we're working all day long, and then I come home and I'm sitting there until midnight or later.
Like, why are you
sending
hiring
them all the information?
That's our thing. It's like our whole point of being here is business owners are already like answering calls, going out, giving bids, finishing the work, overseeing people finishing the work or doing it themselves, and then the invoicing. And we're supposed to make your life easier. That's the whole reason we're here, is to handle the marketing, not you sit down on a computer at the end of the day and try to figure out your website, try to figure out your Facebook ads, try to figure out your Yelp. And that's the whole reason people have been outsourcing it for the last 20 years.
Yes. Well, last night it was the email signatures in Google. I'm like, he finally just sent me some of the information last night, and it took 5 hours of playing with a couple of the different things that we had to see what we like. But also, like, some of the colors and stuff. I mean, you want your emails to go across professionally, right? You don't want that to look like, oh, hey, this is just some random Joe's freaking email, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's a lot.
That's a free thing, though, that shouldn't really take them very long to set up. Like, G Suite is usually a part of the service. You get up to 26 custom emails.
That's what we paid
pretty
for.
Fast.
That's what we paid for. And guess what we got? I end up having to sit down. It took 5 hours last night, one, to figure it out, to understand, oh, wait, I actually could not do it from my phone, or couldn't find the menu screen to get to the settings. But I end up finding it later. So I had to sit down on my computer and fill everything out. We're not totally internet tarded. I'm telling you, we are. But this isn't my job. I don't do graphic design. I don't do graphic design. I don't do internet design. It's not something that I absolutely love. It's not something I want to do. I want to send somebody images and photos of us and say, please put these on the site. I want a gallery page because pictures. Pictures.
Go to your email, or go to your text, Rebecca.
Huh? Okay.
You see that email address, photos@localsplash.com?
Yes.
That's where you send in your pictures and everything. So it doesn't get pixelated.
Okay.
We have a custom email that'll capture all your images. But we got it. We'll get you guys a whole new custom website design. Like I said, if we have to get you a new domain, we'll get you a new domain. I'm sure we could find R&R Handy Home Solutions CA.com or, you know, I don't know if you have that on the side of a vehicle or something or in those sweaters.
Well, we
have R&R Handy Home Solutions. One, we don't have the .com anywhere. We've already paid for the
perfect.
It's R&R Handy Home Solutions.com is already taken. We've already paid for that.
Right.
Got it.
So that's what's also listed on all of our letters.
Who did you guys buy the
listed
domain name from?
From that same company.
They're amazing.
He's going to be getting it from somebody. Like, it'll say, here, let me pull it up. I'll find it. I'll find out right now. Andy.
Well, look, let me see. If that's your link. Let me see. I'm going to go into one of my emails from him.
Yeah. It's probably GoDaddy. Well, the R&R Handy Home Solutions.com is saying that the domain is parked for free, and it's a GoDaddy site.
Okay. So here, I'm going to – this is – copy – and you'll get the text if I reply back to that text?
Yep.
The 877?
635-6225, that's company-wide.
Okay,
so the whole company's going to get our email address.
So I just
that's what happens, though, with our clients.
I just sent the Desmo that we're working on. That's the one we've been working on, and I just sent that to you.
Okay.
And it's not mobile set up yet. It's all computer set up.
You need the mobile platform.
Exactly. Well, he said he doesn't do that until it's up and running.
Oh.
So I'm looking at it now. Mm-hmm. And like he even put, like I sent him a picture of the Instagram QR and he put it massive on the bottom, which is retarded.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm dealing with. So when I go and
not anymore,
when I message him back and forth, I literally will send him this. So this is the kind of shit that I'm dealing with, though. This really pisses me off because he hasn't sent me the new link to approve anything yet. But this is the kind of shit I'm dealing with. Is I sent him the QR code via email for Instagram, and I'm looking at it on the homepage via mobile, and it's freaking
massive,
and it's stupid. This is the kind
because
of shit that I've been doing.
It has to have a responsive design on the template of the web. I mean,
correct.
I can see exactly where he messed up. That's like, it's easy fix. You shouldn't even be dealing with this kind of incompetence, especially if you're paying him thousands of dollars.
Right.
Crazy.
Yes. And not just that, but you look at all those images that he has on there. I sent him probably 50 emails, and that granted, that's been just this last week, of pictures that I wanted him to change. And that's the website. I told him on the last email, I want it done because I want it up and running by Friday. So,
Yeah. Well, it won't be up and running tomorrow, but by like Tuesday, Wednesday next week, we'll have it done. All of it done. If you could just,
perfect. Well, that's okay. Because
I hate to tell you to resend in photos, but you do
gotta resend. We're in Vegas this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in Vegas this weekend, so it's all right. I'm not available to take jobs, but I'm available to schedule. I'm available to schedule every day.
We'll need to get it all up and running anyway. And then Google has a verification process where they send you this letter in the mail. That's how you get the little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. And so that usually takes about 3 to 5 days because of the freaking snail mail just to come from Orange County to San Diego.
Right.
So we'll need that little postcard from the mailbox when you guys get back. There's a little 5-digit number on it, but it's fine.
Okay.
Like if we start working on it all now, like I said, like Tuesday, Wednesday next week, we'll already have the website.
Well, you have the Desmo for that website, and it's got but you have to understand the information that we put into it is excessive. I mean, it's a lot. And granted, I can tell by what he did. He took some of the information I sent him and used the AI to generate it, or ChatGPT. I'm not upset by that because it sounds all right. If you can make it sound better, that'd be great. But the pictures and everything, we need to
upload. I'm not
getting
the domain name that you texted over.
You're not.
No, it's not.
See, and that is money that we already pre-bought from him. That's why I don't want all this to go away, because I want it to be up and going and continue to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you already paid for it. No, I'm just saying, like, it didn't come through the messages.
Well,
I don't know if
it didn't come through the messages.
No, yeah, yeah.
What do you mean when you say that?
Like, you tried to send me the website and you texted it to the 877 number. I'm not receiving it.
Correct.
Oh, here it is. Never mind. Sorry. No, I got it. Yeah,
that's
it just came through right now. Yeah. But it says charlie.yourwebsitedemos.com.
Yes.
Oh, what the heck
is
this?
Because that's what he's using. So remember, this isn't up and running yet. This is his Desmo that he is using to edit this platform. His basic template that takes several days to do a change.
This is actually, it's a nice, like, I like your guys' logo.
I don't want to get rid of our logo. We paid a lot of money for those logos. We have that one, and then the R&R Handy Home Solutions, like in the middle of the homepage. Mm-hmm. That one we paid for both. So,
yeah, on the PC, this doesn't look bad. It gets a good quality score for the PC, but for the mobile platform, it